Dennis Kleinman, narrator. This is from The Turkish Connection by Rick Stone. Together they threw him over the stern. Leventi looked up to the sky, and too quickly he fell backward into the sea. He tried to take a deep breath, but the icy cold water had engulfed him. With the shock came a sharp sense of awareness, and in an instant he saw everything he'd ever done wrong and everything he might have done right. If only he'd had another chance. But even if Beyrick had a last-minute change of heart, it was too late. He'd hit the sea horizontally, but the weight of the sack pulled him upright, and he plummeted down. This is from Murder in the House of the Muse by Lenny Bogat.
Darling,
deducing that this conversation was destined to take wing with or without his participation, Jeremy Wadlington Smythe wisely chose the high road.
Would we be together if you weren't rich?
I certainly hope not.
I mean to say, silly, what would we do if we couldn't take these delicious drives in the country in your splendid motor cars, picnics fit for kings and princes in the boot?
Read. Jeremy Wadlington Smythe, it should be explained, was in a state of avoidance. He had no desire to give any thought to anything, for all thoughts led to Rome, or in this case, to Morrigan City. And that was a place to which he was not quite certain he wanted to go. What he was sure about was that he wanted not to have to tell Cynthia he was off again, and that he had no answer to the inevitable, "When will you be back?" "I'm popping off to America," he said, trying to keep it light.
"Without me?"
"I'm afraid so."
"I see. Whatever for?"
"Well, I've been sent a first-class ticket, and I'm being put up at the Peninsula. Can't very well refuse."
"No, I see that you can't. Do turn this thing around. I want to go home."
This is from Steinberg, The Road to Amsterdam, by Douglas K. Davies.
"But our conflict is not with children. I am more concerned with those who sow rebellion and inflame the masses with ideals in direct opposition to those of the Third Reich. I'm concerned about you, Professor."
About to set the glass down, he swallowed another mouthful, wincing.
"Our price?"
Thomas asked.
"Our price,"
Sid nodded.
"We're taking possession tonight."
"Tonight?"
Thomas sighed nervously as his mind leapt ahead, calculating what was to follow.
"The trucks are being loaded now. They'll be in transit by dawn."
"I didn't think we could do it,"